between now and the Super Bowl in Tampa, what storyline will we get worn out quicker? The legacy of Tom Brady, the GOAT versus the kid, or if Mahomes is ever to be the GOAT, he has to beat Brady?
All three.
There'll be a lot about the quarterbacks, and rightfully so. I mean, the guy that's quarterback in Kansas City, they're on a nice little run. 44-11, I believe, in the last 3 years. And Tom Brady is in his 10th Super Bowl. But this would be a great opportunity to highlight some of the other players that are involved in this game and other storylines. Like, you've got two very unique head coaches in Andy Reid and Bruce Arians. You've got a lot of complementary pieces. And you got Steve Spagnuolo, who is familiar this time of the year with setting a defense against Tom Brady when he was with New England. I don't know. Maybe because I'm older and I'm a curmudgeon, the whole legacy discussion I never get fully involved with. Tom Brady's legacy is what it is. He's one of the GOATs. He's one of the GOATs of sports. Patrick Mahomes, his legacy, it's off to a great start. But Patrick Mahomes, this was asked on Twitter last night. If Patrick Mahomes, this was it, this was his last year, would he be a Hall of Famer? No, because the sample size is too small, even though it's very successful. I mean, his legacy is to be written. And this is a fan and a media thing about legacy. I used to think athletes got caught up in their legacy. I don't believe that anymore. It is what it is. What are they going to do? All they can do is go out and play the game. You decide what their legacy is. The best of the best get recognized. There's the Hall of Fame and there's the Hall of Good. But I might be before nightfall over the Brady versus Mahomes discussion. It's not like they're the same age. I was more in on Brady and Rodgers. Mm-hmm. Because they're not far removed, you know, they don't go against each other very often. Now Mahomes and Brady will be going at it for the fifth time, and it's 2-2 with Kansas City and New England. Let me read a quick email here into the Equitable Bank inbox. If you call, they're not going to pick up on the first ring today, even though Doug should have forwarded the company phone to his cell phone. Tom says, "Hey Gary, hey George. Being a Viking fan, I hate the Packers." And I'm glad they lost.
All right. Good day, Tom.
At least Tom's honest.
Yeah.
He's going to say, "Oh, I've been there before. I remember what it was like to lose to Philadelphia. I remember what it was like to lose to New Orleans."
Damn.
No, he shouldn't. Good on Tom.
Yeah, good. All right, Tom. I'll give you a chance.
See, your response should have been, "Huh, did you have fun at least watching the game at home?" The end of the game was really weird. I don't know if you guys have covered this, as I've been shoveling snow. But first of all, why did that dumbass kick returner run about 10 yards and then fall down on purpose, giving himself up, therefore stopping the clock before the two-minute warning? Bad football.
Yep.
Essentially giving Green Bay a free timeout. Then they had a 9-yard run, and Green Bay saved time by purposely going outside, which was a great play.
Fantastic.
That was a great play by Green Bay. Now, in the end, you know, didn't end up helping him.
But
could Tampa Bay have declined that penalty? Yes, they could have. They had two plays to get 1 yard for a first down. I would have refused that if possible. And finally, the pass interference was a little ticky-tack, but like I said, I dislike Green Bay, so whatever. I don't think Tampa Bay was prepared for Green Bay to jump offside.
I don't think so either.
Yeah, and it happened all kind of quick. And Arians has probably never been through that before and probably has never thought of that scenario, even though I think it's a great idea. I mean, remember when Mike Vrabel against the Titans against the Patriots last year stretched the rules a little bit?
Yeah.
I thought it was a great, great move. The pass interference was a pass interference.
Yes.
Yeah. You could have thrown that flag like right now and it still would have been pass interference.
Absolutely.
And I don't know. You know, the official that threw it was about 25 yards behind a play. I didn't know if he had a run up, so when he threw it, it would at least be in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Or it was cold. He couldn't get out of his pocket. Mm. But that's not the story of the game. It's the series beforehand.
Agreed.
Yeah. All right. Tom, thanks for the call. Do you think of the Vikings looking at Watson and Wentz and Stafford and Rodgers and Prescott possibly all out there still happy with Kirk Cousins?
Pick up the phone. Huh? Pick up the phone.
Right, Tom, thanks for the call. Thanks for the shade on George. That's what sports is about.
It is.
We shade each other.
Yes.
All right, let's talk to Dave in Florida, where it is much warmer today and not as much white stuff on the ground, correct?
Yeah, it's not to rub it in, but it's 82 here right now.
Yeah, I think that was rubbing it in. You could have just said it. Well, you could have just said like the sun is out. You didn't have to say it was 82.
The sun is out, yes.
Essentially 60 degrees warmer than it is in Omaha right now, but that's okay. You weren't rubbing it in.
No. If I want to get cold, I just go stand by my ex for a little bit and get the cold shoulder, and we're all good.
Well played. Well played there. That was nice.
Well, I mean, I got to gloat a little bit, Gary. I mean, we
on your ex?
No. I'm talking about the city of Tampa that I live remotely close to.
Yes, you do.
We, we got a Stanley Cup. We had a World Series. Now we got a Super Bowl that, well, mind you, none of us can go to, but still, you know, we can be happy, right?
Well, how about this? So that Super Bowl was supposed to be in Los Angeles, but the stadium wasn't done, and they had to make a move. And so, because NBC was going to carry the Super Bowl in L.A. for the first time at SoFi Stadium, when the stadium had a delay and the NFL couldn't wait, that's when they swapped and they went to Tampa. So that's it worked out that the Bucs get to play in their own stadium for the Super Bowl when, in normal times, we'd be out in Los Angeles.
Well, that is very true, but even if that stadium was done, it still might not be played in Los Angeles.
Well, that's true. It's you know what? I mean, you and I have both been there. I'm Raymond James Stadium is a really good place to watch football. There's really not a bad seat. It's not a huge stadium. I always think it's easy to get in and out of. You know, they got massive parking lots all around. They got the Yankee spring trainings across the street. They got the most strip clubs per capita right there on Dale Mabry. I like the place. Plus, it's a place that I've seen a couple of concerts in as well.
It's fun. I can't forget Space Odyssey right up the street, but that might be for a different show.
Much different show. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, but it is good to be a Tampa sports fan. I mean, you're right. The Lightning won the Stanley Cup. The Rays, you know, played in the World Series and have had success. And now the Bucks, which that's a town that loves their Bucks. And when they're good, that's all you hear about. And you know, I'm happy for them. It's also, you know, it's also kind of weird for people that aren't familiar with the area, Dave. The Buccaneers, one Buccaneer place, is actually right around the corner from Raymond James Stadium. So they're going to go to the Super Bowl, and they're going to play in their home stadium, and they're going to work out to get ready for the Super Bowl in a facility where, if you look close enough, you can see the stadium you're playing in.
Yes, and that's a question that I have yet to get answered. Now, usually in the Super Bowl, the higher seed is considered the home team. So will Kansas City use the Bucs locker room, or will they use their own?
Well, I think the way they do it in the NFL, and I'll check on this, I thought it was they just swap every other year, AFC, NFC is the home team.
Oh, well, you may be right.
That would mean the NFC this year will be the home team, so it'll be status quo. The Bucs would dress in their regular locker room and wear their home uniforms.
So will we get the cannon fire and all that good stuff?
Oh, hell no. Come on. This is a neutral site. This is a neutral site game. We don't need the cannon. No pirates on that ship in the end zone. Matter of fact, they should just cover it up. And none of this other thing. The other thing they do there, so you know, the flags that are on top of the stadium, when the Buccaneers are in the red zone, they have somebody run up to the top of the stadium in the upper deck and they put up the flags. They're not going to do that either. It's a neutral site game. But you know what? I mean, it doesn't really matter. The Chiefs have already won a game in there this year.
That is true. You know, we may have to make a little friendly wager off the radio, but I'm going to sound like a New Englander here because I heard it for years. You know, Tommy will be all right because that's what they call So, you know, he gets to sleep in his own bed.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we'll make a wager off air. Thank you.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah, people aren't happy with you, Dave. Next time when you call, don't mention what the temp is.
Well, I'm sorry. I mean, you know, next time I'll call in a hurricane. How about that?
Perfect.
That's fair. We'll talk to you in June. Right. Thanks, my man. Yeah, it's a neutral site game.
It's going to be a record number of cannon pops, then. Telling you, man.
It's a very unique place. You know, it'd be great if Nebraska got to a bowl game there. You know, Iowa seems to play there a lot in the bowl game.
Yeah.
It's a good stadium. It's, you know, it'd be pretty cool if the place was packed. It doesn't have a lot of bells and whistles to it. It's just a very generic good place to watch a football game. Mm-hmm. And they'll have, what did I see, 22,000 fans. A majority of them will be vaccinated healthcare workers, which I thought was a great move by the NFL.
Me too.
I looked when I came in this morning, and I've looked during the show. You're looking at about 10 grand if you want to go to the game. I kicked myself last year that I didn't go to Miami. I can't see myself paying 10 grand to go sit in a stadium where I got to wear a mask and try not to pretend like I'm, you know, taking a sip of a drink the entire game when somebody walks by holding that sign that says you must wear your mask. By the way, he must be off limits. Anybody going to say anything about Tom Brady yesterday not wearing a mask?
Yeah.
All of his teammates were wearing a mask when they gave him the championship trophy.
Yeah, what the hell?
Hmm?
He should be suspended for a game.
Exactly. Boom. George, I like that idea. I don't even know who the backup is for Tampa.
Me either.
Got to be a McCowan brother, right? All right, we will get into and we'll let you hear Coach K, who was asked, I think, a fairly good question after Duke lost to Louisville the other day. This is getting all kinds of attention, and now there's a hue and a cry for Coach K to apologize to a student reporter. We'll get to that. George's got his NBA minute before we're out of here, and we turn it over to USC coming up at 2. It's Gary Sharp Show on 1620 The Zone.